Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Today is the Divine Appearance Day of Advaita Acharya, who beckoned Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by his worshipping to come to this world to save the fallen souls with Harinam Kirtan. This is a lecture by Srila Prabhupada on the Divine Appearance of Advaita Acharya. Advaitam Bharinadvaitat Acharyam Bhakti Samsanat Bhaktavataram Isham Tam Advaitacharyam Ashraye. So gradually, this is Srila Prabhupada speaking, the author is offering respect Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita. He has already offered respect to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Now it is the turn for Sri Advaita Acharya. So Advaitam, non-different expansion of Mahavishnu. Therefore he is Vishnu Tattva. He is not Jiva Tattva. Therefore he is Advaita. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Anantarupa. Krishna has got unlimited number of expansions. Expansion of the expansion, then expansion of the expansion in this way. So Advaita Acharya is the expansion of Sri Krishna. It is already explained. Therefore he is called Advaitam and Acharyam Bhakta Samsanat. This is the business of Acharya, to spread the bhakti cult. Acharyam mam vijanayat navamanyeta karhichit. It is said by the Lord that you should accept the Acharya. Acharya means one who transmits bhakti cult. Bhakti samsanat, spreading Gosti Anandi. One who is not spreading, he is cultivating Krishna consciousness for his personal benefit in a secluded place, sitting and chanting. That is also nice, but he's not Acharya. Acharya means he must spread Gosti Anandi. Bhajan Anandi, Gosti Anandi. So generally, Gosti Anandi means one who wants to increase the number of devotees. He's called Gosti Anandi. And one who is self-satisfied, let me do my own duty, he is called Bhajan Anandi. So my Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was Gosti Anandi. He wanted to increase the number of devotees. And the more you increase the number of devotees, the more you become very much recognized by Krishna. It is Krishna's business. Krishna personally comes as he is, Krishna, to spread the bhakti cult. Man manabhava madbhakto majajimam namaskuru. Sarva dharman pratyaja mamekam sharanam braja. He's canvassing personally paritranaya sadunam vinachaya chaduskritam dharma samstarpanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So same thing, entrusted to another devotee and who spreads, he's Acharya. So Krishna says the Acharya. Here it is said that Advaita Harina Advaitat. So, of course, Advaitacharya is expansion of Vishnu Tattva. But any Acharya, he is to be considered identical with the Lord. The Lord says that Acharya Mam Vijaniyat. Vijaniyat. One should understand the Acharya. Acharya Bhakti Samsanat. Acharya means who is spreading pure bhakti cult. That Acharya, Krishna says, you should consider such Acharya as myself. Acharya Mam Vijaniyat Navamanyeta Karhi Chit. That you cannot consider. Yes, he's Acharya, but not as good as Krishna. No. Na avamanyeta. Don't deride in that way. Then there will be fall down. Acharya mam vijaniyat navamanyeta karhit chit. And in the Vedas also it is said, yasya deve parabhaktir yata deve tata guru. Anyone who has got unflinching faith in the Supreme Personality and the similar faith in Guru, yasya deve parabhaktir yata deve tata garau tasyaite katita hiarta. All the Vedic literature, prakashante, becomes revealed simply by these two principles. Guru Krishna Kripai Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. We should not jump over Krishna without the help of Guru. That is not possible. You must go through because Krishna says, Acharya Mam Vijani Tasmat Gurum Prapadyeta Jigyasu Shreya Uttamam. Actually, one who is serious to understand higher transcendental subject matter, he must approach Guru. Tasmat Gurum Prapadyeta. These are Vedic injunctions. Chakshudan Dilaje Janme Janme Pitase. Anyone who opens, Guru means who opens the eyes of the ignorant person. Ajnana Tamirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya. Opening the eyes by giving real knowledge, Guru Krishna Kripai Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. So Bhakti Lata, the devotional service, the seed of devotional service, can be received by the parampara system through bona fide spiritual master. And if we abide by the orders of the spiritual master faithfully, then Krishna becomes pleased. That is stated by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasada arnakariya mane ash. Narottam Das, all the Acharyas, they say like that. Acharya mam vijaniyat. Acharyavan purusho veda. One who has accepted Acharya, he knows things as they are. Others they do not know. It is not possible. So Advaita Acharya is the typical example how to become Acharya. All are our Acharyas. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadhar, Sri Vasari Gaur, Bhaktavrinda. If we can say that all together. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivasri Gaurva. All of them are Acharyas because they are following the Acharya, Supreme Acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore they are Acharya. Evam paramparam praptam imam rajarshayo vidu. So we have to follow the Acharya. Then, when we are completely 100% follower of Acharya, then you can also act as Acharya. This is the process. Don't become premature Acharya. First of all, follow the orders of Acharya and you become mature. Then it is better to become Acharya. Because we are interested in preparing Acharya But the etiquette is, at least for the period the guru is present, one should not become acharya. Even if he is complete, he should not, because the etiquette is, if somebody comes for becoming initiated, it is the duty of such person to bring that prospective candidate to his acharya. Not that now people are coming to me so I can become acharya. That is avamanya. Navamanyeta karhichet. Don't transgress this etiquette. Navamanyeta. That will be fall down. Just like during the lifetime of our Guru Maharaj, all our God brothers, now who are acting as acharya, they did not do so. That is not etiquette. Acharya mam vijaniyat na avamam. That is insult. So if you insult your acharya, then you are finished. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya aprasadat nagati kutopi. Finished. If you displease your acharya, then you are finished. Therefore it is said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to all the acharyas, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, and Shivas, Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, they are all carriers of orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So try to follow the path of acharya process. Then life will be successful. And to become acharya is not very difficult. First of all, to become very faithful servant of your acharya, follow strictly what he says. Try to please him and spread Krishna consciousness. That's all. It is not at all difficult. Try to follow the instructions of your Guru Maharaj and spread Krishna consciousness. That is the order of Lord Chaitanya. Amar agyai guruhan tar e desh. Chalidako tahe kaha Krishna upadesh. By following my order, you become guru. And if we strictly follow the acharya system and try our best to spread the instruction of Krishna, Jalidako Tarikaha Krishna Upadesh. These are two kinds of Krishna Upadesh. There are two kinds of Krishna Upadesh. Upadesh means instruction. Instruction given by Krishna, that is also Krishna Upadesh. And instruction received about Krishna, that is also Krishna Upadesh. Krishnasya Upadesh iti Krishna Upadesh. Samasa Shasti Tat Purusha Samasa. And Krishna Visayi Upadesh, that is also Krishna Upadesh. Bahu Vihi Samasa. This is the way of analyzing Sanskrit grammar. So Krishna's Upadesh is Bhagavad Gita. He's directly giving instruction. So one who is spreading Krishna Upadesh, simply repeat what is said by Krishna. Then you become acharya. Not difficult at all. Everything is stated there. We have to simply repeat like parrot. Not exactly parrot. Parrot does not understand the meaning. He simply vibrates. But you should understand the meaning also. Otherwise, how you can explain? So, we want to spread Krishna consciousness. Simply prepare yourself how to repeat Krishna's instruction very nicely without malinterpretation. Then in future, suppose you've got now 10,000, we shall expand to 100,000. That is required. Then 100,000 to million and million to 10 million. This is Prabhupada talking. We have 10,000 devotees. Prabhupada said, in the future, now is the future. That was 40 years ago almost. 38 years ago. 40 years ago. 75? 40 years ago. Prabhupada said, future, 40 years is far in the future. Prabhupada said 100,000. Then million? 10 million. So, we have a big goal. Prabhupada's desire was that we give Krishna consciousness in such a way, following the order of the Acharya, not concocting, no alteration, no amendment, no addition. Srimad Bhagavatam states that Krishna consciousness following the Acharya means, in fifth canto it's stated, no addition, no amendment, and no alteration. It's very simple. Follow Prabhupada's program. We're very fortunate here in Los Angeles, we follow that program. I know myself, I'm not sure what year it is. They tell me it's 2015. It could be 1978. Right, Radha Gopinath? Right. Here in Los Angeles, same mood is there. We're chanting. Some of you are dancing, taking Krishna prasadam. Everything is same, following the order of spiritual master. And therefore, soon will come. We don't know the power of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Advaita Acharya. Soon will come. Million, 10 million. The time will come when there'll be millions and millions of devotees. So we should be prepared for that. And in 1976, we were all young devotees. Most of us had only been in the movement, Naikatma, Suvas, and everyone, 3 years, but they were considered to be very senior devotees. They had been in the movement 3 years. Some had been in only 1 or 2 years. So, in Mayapur, I believe it was 76, Prabhupada repeated maybe 30 times in every class, morning and evening, Jale dako tahe kaha, Krishna upadash, Amara gyai guruhan tare dash. Everywhere you go, everyone you meet, you give them the science of Krishna as given in the pages of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. In this way, you become the guru and deliver the people of your land. Srila Prabhupada was preparing his disciples, his senior men, 36 months in the movement. You become Acharya, Jale Dako Tahe Kaha, Krishna Upadesh, and senior women. Take this science of Krishna consciousness and spread it to everyone. So that in the future, 100,000, million, 10 million, yes. This is the idea. We're not happy with a fraternity of 30 friends. It's nice to know everyone, but we want so many devotees that it's like memorizing 1,000 names of Vishnu times 100 to know the names of all the devotees. We want millions of devotees. That was Srila Prabhupada's desire. And as we're reading here, our business as followers of Advaita Acharya is to please the predecessor Acharya. This is the way of analyzing. Did I read that? So suppose we have got now 10,000. We should expand to 100,000. That is required. Then 100,000 to million, and million to 10 million devotees. Jai. Is that up there? Yeah. Prabhupada continues. So there will be no scarcity of acharya, and people will understand Krishna consciousness very easily. So make that organization. Don't be falsely puffed up. Follow the acharya instruction and try to make yourself perfect, mature. Then it will be very easy to fight out maya. Yes, acharyas, they declare war against maya's activities. That maya instructing that here is wine, here is cigarette, here is that. In your country, those advertisements are very prominent. What's that word? Oh, I'm sorry. Holding both ways. Wine advertisement, cigarette advertisement, naked woman advertisement, and sometimes gambling also. What is that? Congo? And devotees, bingo. Prabhupada, bingo. And back in 1975, there was laughter, as there is today, 40 years later. Yes, so this is Maya. And our declaration of war with Maya, no intoxication, no meat eating, no bingo. Laughter. These are our declaration of war. So we have to fight in that way because nobody can understand Krishna without being free from all sinful activities. These are sinful activities. Therefore, it is Acharya's business to stop these nonsense activities. Otherwise, they'll not be able to understand, especially the meat eaters. They cannot understand. Nivritta tarshayar upagiyamanat mabhasara chotra manobiramat kauta mashloka gunan vadat puman virajeta vina pasugnat. Unless one is very expert in killing animals, he's not bereft from Krishna consciousness. There is a video. I sent it to my daughter. It shows a man in Brazil in a grocery store. So he's selling some meat product, sausage product. So people are coming up with a toothpick and taking samples. So he asked them in the video, I think it's put on by PETA, whatever they call that organization. It could be devotees. He said, how much would you like? 1 kilo, 2 kilos? Means 2.2 pounds, 4.4 pounds. And so people are coming up, oh, I'll take a kilo. So he says, oh, okay, let me refresh the machine. And you've seen this? You saw it. It's Krishna conscious, right? So he goes a few steps back and picks up a baby pig, little baby pig, and he places it in the box where there's a girl catching the pig. And then she feeds something as he cranks the machine. But it appears to the onlooker like he just put the pig in the box and she's tickling the pig or something and pig is squealing. She's making the pig squeal and the people are seeing the meat come out and they just saw him. And what are you doing? You murderer. They're screaming at him. And he says, what, you just ate the mother? These are the children. They're even better. You just had their mother. And one lady even winds up and punches the the salesman, whatever he is in Brazil. And the point being that people don't know they're committing sinful activities. They're ready to take sausage, 1 kilo, 2 kilos. But when they actually see, he places the pig in the box and starts to crank. And they hear the squealing, and out comes, maybe it was vegetarian, was the, what came out? Maybe vegetarian sausage. They were putting on a show. Every person freaked out completely. And they were all big sausage eaters. But when they saw that it's coming from the baby pig or a pig in front of their eyes, the guy behind the guy, this is fresh. I'm giving you the freshest. You want it fresh. That's the mother. That was all. This is fresh. Some of them ran from the store. One lady started punching him. I'm calling the police. He said, the police also eat this. What? So it was very interesting when people actually know what they're doing. Eating disgusting things. Most people, all people in this experiment, were completely turned off. So we'll continue, Prabhupada. Where were we? Bingo? Huh? Which verse? Let me start here again. Therefore, it is the Acharya's business to stop these nonsense activities. Otherwise, they'll not be able to understand, especially the meat eaters. They cannot understand. Nivritta tarshar upagiya manat bhavasara chotra manobhiramat kautama shloka gunanuvadat puman virajeta vina pasugnat. Unless one is very expert in killing animals, he is not bereft from Krishna consciousness. That means one who is very expert in killing, he cannot understand. Therefore, Christ also said, thou shalt not kill. The first business. Nobody will be able, if one is killer of animal, small or big, ultimately killer of his own children, killer of his own self. The killing process is so nice that it goes up to the point of killing one's children. That is now happening. Killing business has so expanded that they are killing their own children. Just see the influence of Kali Yuga. The children, they take shelter of the father and mother, thinking very safe. Now in this Kali Yuga, even there is no safety under the care of father and mother. Just see how this material civilization is progressing. Very, very dangerous. Kalo nastam disham. Therefore, that Bhagavad verse is there. Krishneshva dharmo pagate dharmo janadivi kalo nasta drisham purnarko tunoditam. Very, very abominable condition in this age of Kali. Very, very. It is the beginning of Kali. Now we have to pass through 427 thousands of years. Kali Yuga will make progress in that way. And people are now practicing eating their children. At the end of Kali, there will be no food available. You can look in the news here in America. So many instances of mother, who is the protector of the child. I think recently one mother, she was kind of upset with her kids. She wanted to start anew. I think it was on East Coast. Usually these things take place in Florida. Please forgive me, devotees in Alachua, but in California here, when we read of Kali Yuga really going crazy, it's somewhere in Florida. She drove her car into the ocean, wasn't it? Ocean? With the children in it, and then she got out and swam to safety. Somehow the kids were saved. But she had attempted. And they said, oh, she's crazy. Of course she's crazy. Everyone in Kali Yuga is crazy, more or less. So many instances. One man, the woman was going to break up with him. It's so hard to even talk about. A few years ago, he took the child, beloved of the woman, and tried to put it in the microwave oven. So many instances of people killing their children, killing their spouse, just because things aren't going very well. They want to start over, so best to get rid of all the collateral damages of the past. Prabhupada's saying this will happen. They have to eat the children just like the snakes do. The snake eat their own children. There are many animals, they eat their own children. So don't try to repeat your birth again and again in this Kali Yuga. Can you imagine? Devotee says, well, I'm not 100% pure. I can come back again. Yeah, and your parents might eat you. Prabhupada's pointing out, you want to come back? You may be eaten by mom and dad. You're not the beloved child. You are dinner. It will not be a very happy life. Better sacrifice everything in this life, be fully Krishna conscious, and go back to home, back to Godhead. Don't wait for the next life. This is very seriously repeated, that this life I shall finish my Krishna conscious business. And it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that Krishna conscious business means to understand Krishna rightly. And he's explaining himself rightly. Where is the difficulty? To finish the Krishna consciousness business. If Krishna is explaining himself, what he is, then where is your difficulty? Krishna is explaining himself in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is sending his representative Acharya to teach you, and Krishna is within yourself trying to teach you if you are actually serious. Then where is the difficulty? Inside, outside, always, books, knowledge, he is prepared. So where is the difficulty to make yourself perfect in Krishna consciousness? There is no difficulty at all. Provided you are serious, you can become fully Krishna conscious. Does it go on here? In this very life, you are all young men. You are not old men like me. I have no opportunity. That's Prabhupada's intense humility. But in 1975, we were young men, young ladies. And Prabhupada said, we've sometimes given that quote, that I am an old man, I may pass away at any time, but you are all young men and women. Preach Krishna consciousness for 50 more years. That means till we're 75. No retiring. No social security. Of course, some of us get social security. Huh? That's another thing. 75. Vigorously preaching, going out, and trying to expand the number of devotees. And you young devotees, if you're 22, 24, let's say you're 25. You're 25? 26. Let's pretend you're 25. Then you've got till 2065 to preach Krishna consciousness. That's kind of a long time more. But that's your dedication. Don't think I'm here as a fraternity for a year or two. I'm on leave from my real activities of sense gratification, having a vacation in Krishna consciousness. No, this is our business. Next 50 years, Suvas Prabhu may not be here in 50 years. Naikatma Prabhu, maybe. He'll only be whatever. Bhrigupati will be here, that's okay. He'll still be going out 2065. We will definitely not be here. But you will be here. And it's your business to increase this movement. This was Prabhupada's desire. We are old men. We may pass away any day. Every week you hear the story. Oh, so-and-so passed away, Prabhupada disciple. Oh, this one passed away. So-and-so's in the hospital, had a heart attack. This one just lost his gallbladder. This one lost a kidney. Oh, he had both his legs cut off. He doesn't have a leg to stand on. So many stories. But you are a young man. Dedicate your life, next 50 years, men and women, to spreading Krishna consciousness. So we can fulfill Srila Prabhupada's desire to expand that 100,000 to million, 10 million, 100 million, what's up to that? Trillion? Trillion? Billion. How many people on the planet? 67 billion? 6 or 7 billion? Billion. So this is our opportunity. We should take it seriously. This is the appearance day of Advaita Acharya. He wanted this, as Srila Prabhupada wanted, following in his line. We are in that line. If we follow strictly, even in our lifetime, or especially in your lifetime, we can see this come true. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. You want the lecture? Whoever gets the lecture gets the garment. I may die at any moment.
Thanks.
Was that a good lecture?
It was awesome.
The
talk was
to the point.
It was. Thank you. Thank you. Excellent selection. What a lecture that was. Holy smoke.
Huh?
What a lecture that was.
Yeah, I researched.
That was a good selection.
I looked up the way to China and I was trying to find